But now, I've got Gabs in the studio with me, the manager and brains behind RX Radio, and you heard in my radio diary how he got involved in media. But today I'm going to be asking him about RX Radio and his journey with it. So Gabs, welcome to your studio.
Thank you, Alex. Great. It's not my studio, it's our studio. Thank you. It's great to be here.
So when we finally went on air, what thoughts went through your head?
Wow, it has been an amazing journey, and you have been part of that journey, so you will recall the landmarks. But the 20th of May was a big thing, because that's when we went on air for the first time. The 6th of October was another big landmark, because it's when we went officially on air. And but maybe some numbers to have a sense of what we have achieved. During the whole year, we have four basic training and ongoing trainings, but four mainly basic training sessions where we train 50 children since the beginning of the year up to now. I can't remember, Yoli, but I think we did how many people we interview all together in 129, I think, or 24 guests that were, and that is 2 months ago. So amazing. We have 10 ongoing shows that are broadcasting every Saturday, second and last Saturday. We are on air every single day from 1:30 to 4:30, or sometimes a little bit less. And so it has been an amazing journey. We are all sort of at the moment, we are all tired because we have working so hard. But it has been a privilege. It has been wonderful. And we have enjoyed every single day the work we are doing.
And do you have a favorite memory from the journey so far?
Wow, I think everyone. Look, when you see a child, for example, that starts at RX Radio and is extremely shy and doesn't say a single thing on day one of the training and is anxious and is petrified and all those sort of things. And when you see in day two, day three, starting to open themselves, telling their stories, that always gives you a sense of warmth and saying whatever we are doing the right thing.
So what is RX Radio looking to, aiming for, or looking to achieve in the future?
Yep, that's a nice, yeah, some people are going to get terrified when I answer to the question. But the idea is, the dream is that every single hospital in South Africa can listen to RX Radio. So that is our dream. So what we are going to start doing, Alex, is in 2019, we are going to start looking at going regional, and that means the Western Cape province, and maybe to cater for 10 hospitals in the Western Cape. We are going to apply for a national license, and hopefully in 3 years' time or around there, you will be in standard 10, I think, or something like that.
Great.
We will be, okay, we will be then hopefully reaching every single hospital in South Africa. Okay. It's a hope, it's a dream, but everything starts with a hope and a dream, and then it's hard work to make it happen.
So how does somebody who's listening now get involved in RX Radio?
RX Radio is open for any child that would like to get involved with and to be part of the training. Obviously, we give a preference to the children that are part of our of Red Cross, children and young people with chronic conditions, etc., but also siblings and friends. If you want to volunteer to in RX Radio, you can go to our website, www.rxradio.co.za, and there is a volunteer little window there. You look into that and it will tell you how to do that.
Cool. So is there anything else you would like to add?
Bravo, bravo, bravo. I think it has been an exhilarating, amazing, wonderful year. And on behalf of the RX Radio team, I'm not going to name everybody because we are like more than almost 60 at the moment, but I will say Yoli, Wayne, Ramabina, Luasi, Chris, myself, and all of you, all the reporters, that they are 50, we want to convey a wonderful festive season to everybody. To all the kids at the hospital, have a great festive season, and we are looking forward to see you back again on the 3rd of January, but the radio will continue broadcasting every day.
Well, thank you, Gabs. Guys, stay tuned until 2:45, when we're going to be having the riddle. We're now going to go back to the top 20 tracks of the year with number 14.